This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As Eagles linebacker N'Kobe Dean joins us, he's still got Fletch took off the jersey. N'Kobe still got the cleats and the jersey.
That's
on.
That's a bet move.
Yeah.
What's up, N'Kobe?
How you doing? How y'all doing?
Hot out there today?
It was nice. It wasn't too bad.
Nah, well, you played in Georgia, so we're small potatoes up here with this stuff.
How you feeling physically first? I know you got banged up a little bit last week.
Yeah, I'm back now. I'm back, so I'm feeling better, way better.
Feel good?
Thank God.
How's camp been going for you, man? First year as the guy out there, right? In the middle. Uh-huh. How's that been going for you?
Camp been going good. I feel like every day we just continue to get better, you know, as far as just trying to take over the defense. Trying to be the heartbeat of the defense, you know, try to get everybody going and, you know, earn the trust and the confidence of the D-line and the secondary and everybody on defense.
Biggest difference between last year and this year coming in the camp from your perspective?
Well, other than I kind of knew I had to step into the spot to try to be more of a leader, you know, kind of when you coming in as a rookie, you kind of got to – You got to kind of earn your respect, so to speak. I'm not saying that you don't earn respect now, but you got to kind of, you know, you just don't come in trying to demand stuff. So second year kind of having a little bit more respect, a little bit more with the guys, you know, trying to step into more of a leadership position.
Your teammates from Georgia, what's it like here with you guys? And you think that helps the defense, being that you guys have the relationships and have played together before?
Yeah, you know, of course, it helps just having somebody there that can push you, that you can trust right off the bat as far as anything off the field and on the field, you know what I'm saying? So it helps from that standpoint 100%.
When you look at, I guess we just talked about, you know, you coming in as the guy this year. You're the man in the middle. You're going to be calling the defense for your guys out there. Mm-hmm. From you, from a physical standpoint, what are you looking to get done this year as the guy in the middle? Well, what are some of your expectations for yourself?
For me, the sky's the limit. You know, I feel like as long as I'm the best version of myself, the absolute best version of myself, and I continue to work to get better every day, and for this team to be the best version of ourselves, I feel like anything can happen. As far as any goals and accolades, I feel like I can accomplish all of them.
Mm-hmm. So, the Eagles added a couple linebackers last week. Everybody immediately thinks, oh, hell, what does this mean for N'Kobe? He must not be having a good training camp or this and that and the other. Your thoughts when you got the news initially that the Eagles had acquired some guys?
Right.
And then secondly, the role that, I don't know, Miles Jack is a veteran and Zach Cunningham's a veteran.
Right.
So how's their acquisition been to the linebacker room?
Right. I initially thought, you know, I know it's a business. You know, I know it's a business. I'm not the one upstairs making the decisions. So I'm the one down here playing. So I can only go off that. So me, I just feel like, you know, more competition is going to bring some depth to the linebacker room. Is going to bring some football knowledge. You know, like you said, they vets. They what, 6 year, 7 year, 8 year vets. So they can play a lot of ball. So, you know, just being able to ask them questions and have them in the room, you know, is definitely a great help.
How'd you think you did the last 2 days in practice going up against Deshaun Watson and the Browns?
I feel like we did well overall. Everybody kind of did well. You know, they got a good thing going over there on the Cleveland Browns, but I feel like on defense we did well executing our calls, communicating with each other, and just getting everything done.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Got a nice balance of veterans and young players on the defensive side of the ball, right, first and second year players. But then you got your Fletchers, you got your Slade, BG, and all those guys. Uh-huh. So it's a nice mixture there.
Right.
I'm just wondering the energy. I'm pretty sure it's the young fellas that bring the energy every day.
Yeah, so yesterday I felt like we did a good job at practice, but I just felt like we didn't have the energy that we had today. You know, I feel like us bringing – that was one of my emphasis, trying to tell the DBs and, you know, the front guys to bring that energy when we make the play because, you know, it's contagious, you know. As you can see, everybody had all eyes on field one when we did that last drill. You know, the energy that we brought was contagious to each other, to our offense, to our defense, and we just was able to make some plays.
How do you think having Jordan Davis and Jalen back to your college days in front of you playing, how's that going to, I guess, help you as a player, having those guys in front of you?
Well, first of all, just being the players that they are, you know, Jordan Davis and Jalen, they'll help anybody that they in front of, you know, just being as physical and as dominant that they are, of course. So, but me knowing them, having that rapport and relationship with them definitely helps me from a standpoint of just kind of knowing how they'll play certain things and things like that.
How good is this defense this year? Last year, one of the top defenses in the NFL, lost a couple guys. You're a year older. So how do you think this defense is going to rank compared to last year?
I feel like sky's the limit. I feel like we can the sky is not the limit. I feel like I said, as long as we continue to work and try to be the best version of ourselves, we can do anything. We can accomplish all our goals, and we can be one of the top defenses.
Feel like the game has slowed down for you second year?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Every year you play, it slows down. You know, it slows down. And definitely when we get into more into the season, you know, being able to watch film and actually game plan instead of, you know, you don't game plan when you joint practice. So being able to actually game plan against teams just going to slow down that much more.
Now, you get to wear the green dot in your helmet. That means you're in communication with D.C., Sean Desai.
Right.
What's that been like in the early goings, getting a chance to work with a new defensive coordinator?
Oh, it's been good. It's been good. I know I didn't play last preseason game, but I was able to get the mic in my ear on the sideline just to hear how he called the game, you know, the flow of it, the different things he see, different things he say in the mic. So just being able to get that flow, you know, it's definitely good because he do bring a little different aspect than what we had last year.
Do you guys think you're going to get some run in the preseason game, or is this joint practice kind of the preseason games?
That's a coach decision. You know, coaches say they feel like we need to get the stars to get some reps out there, then we will. But if not, then we won't. But you know, that's a coach decision.
Guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just want to see you go out there and smash somebody.
Yeah, we want to see you play, man.
You already know it. You got a lot of people excited to watch you play this year, pulling for you to do well.
Definitely.
And we just want you to know that, man. Can't wait to see you, whether it's this week, next week, or up in New England.
Definitely.
We'll get a chance to see you. I know it's going to be special.
Definitely. Appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks, Nicole. Yep. Nicole Dean.